A very common problem in a wireless communication system is a scenario where we have many terminals wanting to communicate with a single base station. And of course the coordination among these terminals, if they all transmit bursty messages which cannot easily be predicted. There are many solutions, of course, for this type of systems. Very simple and elegant solution is the Aloha system proposed around 1970 at the University of Hawaii. The basic principle is any terminal is allowed to transmit whenever it has a packet ready for transmission. But of course many collisions occur on the channel, which may lead to destruction of all of the packets involved, or sometimes of all but one of the packets involved, and all the unsuccessful packets of course have to be retransmitted. Now, one of the notorious things about this Aloha system is that it may become unstable. If many terminals try to transmit at the same time and all the packets are lost, they may try to retransmit all in the same time slot or at the same instant. All these packets will be lost again, and maybe even new packets that also come from terminals that have new packets to be transmitted collide, and we may have an avalanche effect of retransmissions. Several schemes exist to resolve this instability problem, but it's a fundamental problem of the Aloha system with a theoretically infinitely large population of terminals. In wireless systems, an interesting thing occurs, and that's signal capture. That is, if multiple terminals try to transmit a packet at the same time, one of these packets may be substantially stronger, the signal power may be a lot larger than the signal power of the other ones, and then the receiver may be able to capture this particular packet. So we have less of the instability problems because not all packets will be lost, but some of the packets will reach the receiver successfully. And during the retransmission, the other packets may also be successful, even if there is a collision.